Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think that there is a legitimate possibility for Kyle Tucker and the Toronto Blue Jays. And one of the reasons, by the way, it's just a 23-mile drive from Plant High School in the great city of Tampa, Florida, to the Blue Jays spring training complex in Dunedin. So for Kyle Tucker, that's just around the block. That is his hometown.
That is John Ball Morosi on MLB Network. JP off and on with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. And yes, that is one of the reports that came out. Kyle Tucker spotted visiting the Blue Jays facility in Florida yesterday. I don't think it's any surprise that he's going to talk to teams that aren't the Cubs.
Did you feel anything when you read that report? Like,
I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Right. There was no...
Get some poutine. Maybe some Tim Hortons if you're feeling it.
I think we understand what it's going to be, and definitely we understand more so what it's not going to be. It's not going to be Kyle Tucker back in a Cubs uniform.
And my original thought to all of this after I saw the Blue Jays sign Dylan Cease, and you see that the Blue Jays are talking to Kyle Tucker, is they don't care that they got to Game 7 of the World Series. They want more. Getting to Game 7 wasn't enough for them. Getting within a whisper of winning the World Series wasn't enough for them. That's why they went out and got Dylan Cease, and that's why they're talking to Kyle Tucker. Spending whatever money wasn't enough for them. They wanted to spend more. So Sahado Sharma from The Athletic had this nugget regarding the Dylan Cease acquisition, and it's something that you expect to see when you hear about who may have been in the mix after the deal was done. Quote, according to a league source, the Cubs were in on Dylan Cease, but bowed out as the bidding reached the $200 million mark. Cease eventually signed a 7-year, $200 million deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. A chunk of the deal was deferred, a practice that the Cubs have avoided in recent years, which got me thinking, why? Why have they avoided deferring? If the big name teams like the Dodgers, famously the Shohei Ohtani contract, if they're deferring, or if other major teams are deferring, if the halves of baseball are Mets, Yankees, Dodgers, in my mind, the Cubs are still one of the halves. Does this say something about their future?
When you say, does it say something about their future, what do you think it would indicate?
That maybe they don't want an owner to, and their next owner to pick up the books with all that of deferred money on it. That was my first thought. I'm not saying they're selling the team. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm asking, why would that be a problem down the line?
I don't think it is a problem for teams that have money. As long as you have revenue streams.
Well, if I'm thinking the Cubs have money.
Are you right, though? Do they have money? Do they have the financial flexibility that we kind of assume that they have, being, you know, the Cubs in the third largest market in the country?
Now, Sahado's next paragraph said this: there appears to be a willingness to once again add a big money pitcher to the rotation. I'm hoping that wasn't Shota Imanaga with a raise. But $22 million per is up there for the Cubs yearlies. Dansby's at what, like 27?
Is there any doubt now when you look at it that the Cubs having to pay Shota Imanaga directly affected their ability to get Dylan Cease?
I'm still wondering why that happened. I'm worried. The worst case scenario as to why that happened is they thought that Shota Imanaga would go elsewhere and that they would get a draft pick as compensation. That didn't happen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's simply not worth the risk, and that's played out that way. It was not worth the risk for them to offer the qualifying offer if getting Imanaga back under contract prohibited you from paying the required money for a swing and miss high-powered arm like Dylan Cease. We are seeing the Blue Jays get close to getting the bite of the apple they want, the World Series title, and when they didn't get it, they said, okay, we will go back to the drawing board and we will do it again, but with better players. The Cubs, meanwhile, couldn't get past the Brewers and have not shown a willingness to re-up and go harder and stronger just to get back to, I don't know, the NLCS.
According to SpotRac, Dansby Swanson's payroll for 2026 is $28 million. So I was a mil off. The base is 27, but his signing bonus factors in. So that's where that came in. Shota Imanaga is, according to this, the next highest paid player at 22. Then it's Seiya Suzuki at 19, Ian Happ at 19, Jameson Taillon 18. Matthew Boyd, congratulations on making Team USA, $17 million. Nico Horner then is at 12. Justin Steele comes back at 6.7. There's an arbitration there. And then it's Colin Ray, Phil Maton, who they just got, 5.5. So in there, you see the list of names. And when you consider that it's relative to who's active and on the team, I don't necessarily mind it. Like, I think they can. Shota Imanaga shouldn't be a pox on how much they're willing to spend. But it's the concept of the deferral that gets to me when it comes to other teams being able to do it. Usually in sports, teams in similar scenarios will follow the same practice. They will follow suit once one team does it and shows that they can do that. The Dodgers know that they'll have the team for a long time. So that's why I just wondered, well, why would you guys not be okay with that idea?
I think we need to get answers on that. And
why have you avoided that practice?
As more teams do it, I think the Cubs would have to fall in line. But right now, I think the problem is the Cubs are operating in this void, this vacuum, where they feel like they're making moves without understanding what other teams are doing. And that's costing them in a competitive way in free agency, just like you could argue it cost them at the trade deadline last year, and more importantly, free agency last time around. I need to know that they learned from last year's free agency experience that it's going to take more than what they did last time to get the players that they want to help them become a better team.
Now, they had retained payroll that they had to be concerned about. Last year in 2025, there was dead money payroll when it came to Colin Ray and Justin Turner in a way, but that became that was because of options. So SpotRack does their accounting a little bit differently than how you would normally see it. It makes sense when you look at it, but it's kind of hard to explain in a short amount of time. It's worth a look at SpotRack if you want to check it out for yourself. You can look up the Chicago Cubs payroll table for 2025 and then what is projected for 2026.
2027 looks real fun, huh? Because it's blank, largely blank.
Let's check on the Cubs real quick, because I don't think that's the case. For some teams, it is. Let's see. They have 5 players now listed on the payroll for 27. Dansby, Matthew Boyd, Carson Kelly, Colin Ray, and Phil Maton.
That's pretty blank.
Phil gets a raise. He goes up to 6 that year.
I can't wait to see what happens in 2027. Because 2026 is looking like a wash for the Cubs.
Well, you know who also can't wait? Dylan Cease. Because now he can't wait for like 2034 either, thanks to his payroll.
All the money.
I don't know. I want to know. Why aren't they doing this if everybody else is? Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th with special guest Noah Sewell, hosted by me, Layla Rahimi. It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city. We've decided to unveil a special segment here that we're going to have going on Rahimi Harrison Grody. Whether or not you like it, the Bears are in the hunt. They're the number one seed in the NFC. So we can talk about playoff opponents potentially. Who better to look at than in their own division? Lions and Packers, you're up. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.